just wanted to share a real life example of what Sam's talking about, because this happened to me and then someone pointed out to me that it was like a prophetic picture for me. But a few months ago, I went out to my parents' house, and like while I was out there, my kids were driving me crazy in the van. So by the time I got up to the driveway, I was like at the door of my parents' house, I just completely lost my temper with my kids, and it was just really ugly, and I struggle with my temper anyways. So I was so mad and so ashamed that I slammed my van in the reverse and I drove away because I was yelling and it was really bad. And then I felt horrible. I felt guilty for losing my temper. I felt embarrassed because surely someone at my house saw me do that. And I had to go to my parents' house. So I drove around the block, and so I wasted like 10 minutes like just feeling guilty and beating myself up, and eventually came back to my parents' house, and my dad was standing in the driveway waiting for me to show back up. And so I have tears because I'm embarrassed, and I know he saw me lose my temper and leave, and he's like, "Where'd you go?" And so I told him what happened, and I just went into my parents' house, and he took my bags, and my dad just encouraged me for like 10 minutes about what I had just done. And so then I went to house church that week, and everyone, I told them the story, and they're like, "That's what the Lord actually does for you." So just a real life practical, my dad saw me lose my temper, didn't say it was right or anything, but he was like just waiting for me to come back, just, and I had nowhere else to go, so I went back to my parents' house. So if my physical dad will do that for me, how much more will the Father do that for you? He's just waiting. And he met me in the driveway and welcomed me in. And
so. Amen. Excellent example. Thank you.